I managed to convince Patty Whiteley to stick around. Patty, you don't mind, do you?
No.
Mainly because you
want to go back outside.
Mainly because you also don't know who you're voting for tomorrow, right?
I don't. I'm stumped.
Neither do I. And Heather Sharon from thedailyline.net, I think a lot of Chicagoans are like Patty and I.
I think you're right. So the Board of Elections told us this morning that there are 38,000 mail ballots that have not yet been returned, which means people have requested those ballots but haven't yet sent them back. And I think at least some portion of those are people who are just sort of flummoxed
right.
about what to do.
And I think that if you, that's a big number for mail-in ballots, especially since the people that request one probably would be more genuinely politically inclined to know who they're going to vote for
right.
before they requested. So if that number is big, the number of people that are going to literally walk into the booth tomorrow and not know until they punch it, press it, or whatever you do, pull it. It's like a Bop-It machine.
Color them in.
Well, so they're all different all over the place. And I imagine that's why, you know, we look at polling data, and we got a new poll out today from an organization, the 270-something or another, that shows a really tight race. I think we're in for one, but these numbers are low. We're talking about leaders in 14, 15 percentile. It's going to be a fascinating night tomorrow.
It really will. And, you know, this is only the fourth open seat mayoral race in the last 100 years. So, you know, we are in unprecedented territory because let's think back to 2011. Mayor Richard M. Daley had retired, but everybody really sort of thought it was Rahm Emanuel's for the taking. And that's, of course, what turned out to be. This time, there's no clear front runner. The poll today showed that Tony Preckwinkel, Bill Daley, Richard M.'s brother,
mm-hmm.
And Lori Lightfoot, the former police board president, are all sort of tied. And this is a situation where you want to be a top two finisher, because if no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, which that is really the only thing that would shock me tomorrow.
Well, that would
happens,
be yes.
You want to get into that April 2nd runoff as a top two finisher. And then it's going to reset and we're going to just basically start from scratch.
There's a lot of fascinating stuff about that poll. Lori Lightfoot's really come on, especially since she started playing those ads on TV. But also, not only are the three tied at 14, then you have like this secondary layer of 10, 9, 8, and the data's polling margin of error is 3.7. I mean, in theory, this is a 7-person race, it could be.
Absolutely.
Or more, I guess.
So I'm going to need to clone you yes. and Patty to fan out across the city tomorrow. I'm glad you're okay with that.
Well, you guys are doing something really cool, too. You're teaming up not only at the Daily Line, but Block Club Chicago. Tell us about what you're doing.
Yes. So this is the closest we have figured out to actually cloning ourselves, is to partner with a bunch of independent newsrooms. The Daily Line, Block Club Chicago, the Better Government Association, the Tribe and the Chicago Reporter are our sort of pooling our resources, and we've put together a really fantastic website called Chi Vote. So that's chi.vote. Go there and you will get absolutely every little bit of information that you can need to make your decision tomorrow. If you're not registered to vote, it will tell you how to get registered to vote. You can register at the early polling places today, and you can register just before casting your ballot tomorrow.
I have a question, and I don't know if you'll know how to answer this. I know you'll know how to answer. You'll do it very deftly, Heather Sharon. Is the fact that we don't have a real clear front runner? I think Toni Preckwinkel has established herself, and she's the favorite in a lot of polls. Even if she's not in first, she's in second in a few, or she's right there. I think a lot of people, if they were betting, would put her into the next round. But you never know. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Do we think that the lack of a clear candidate or two or three that have really separated themselves from the pack is a sign of a strong field, of a diverse field of candidates, or is it a lack of a strong candidate?
Well, it's clear that no single candidate has sort of made the sale. My colleague at Crane Chicago Business, Greg Hines, is fond of saying that nobody has sealed the deal with the Chicago voters. I think if they had, we would be seeing at least some indication of that in the polling. The other thing I would warn about the polling is that I think back to last March's gubernatorial Democratic mm-hmm. primary. Now, we all thought, based on the polling, that J.B. Pritzker was in a race for his life, that
yeah.
Chris Kennedy was coming on strong.
Daniel Biss was coming on.
Right,
yeah.
It was going to be a photo finish, and J.B. Pritzker blew both out of the water. So, you know, with more people on cell phones, with fewer people answering these calls, it's really hard to tell how accurate these polls are. But, you know, I think there are also so many issues at play
right.
that you could be sort of a voter who's really worried about police accountability and you could decide just on that. Or you could be somebody who's really worried about affordable housing and you could decide on that. There's also no single issue that has sort of captured the campaign besides corruption, and that has cut different ways against different candidates. And maybe what is helping propel Lori Lightfoot, who's been running sort of an independent, I'm not beholden to the machine kind of campaign.
All right.
Has that hurt Mendoza? Are you surprised she hasn't gotten more traction or isn't one of those top two?
Yeah, three? You know, I think a lot of people expected Susana Mendoza to be sort of, you know, in that sort of mix for the one of the two runoff spots. But there's no doubt that her campaign has been buffeted by the different scandals because she was, of course, close to Ed Burke and also close to Danny Solis, who we now know was wearing a wire as part of the investigation into Ed Burke.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's this idea of machine politics versus new politics. But the people that would normally carry the torch of the machine politics are trying to not carry it. It's an interesting flip of who is representing machine politics and who isn't in this election.
Well, let's not forget Bill Daley. He has more money than any of the candidates practically put together. And is running to sort of reinvigorate that Daley dynasty that, you know, governed for Chicago for the better part of a half a century.
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen his brother.
Right. It's interesting.
You know?
Well, I think that's not by any shock surprise. They're obviously trying to separate it from him. But,
but it's kind of like what you're saying. He would be the quote-unquote machine candidate.
Right.
But he's kind of running away from that while he is... that.
Well, he is that. He's got the name.
It's a very sort of weird Chicago-specific, you know, situation in which you have the brother of the former mayor sort of implicitly criticizing his brother's picked replacement, Rahm Emanuel, airing ads saying, no more excuses, we've got to, you know, freeze property taxes, we have to get real about violence. And in some ways, Bill Daley is sort of extending what Rahm Emanuel's big proposals had been: more cameras, more security cameras, a focus on jobs and development. And while Daley says he will focus more on the neighborhoods than Rahm Emanuel did, Rahm Emanuel would tell you he focused plenty on the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a really sort of I'm not machine, you're machine.
Right. I know that the term machine is seen as such a negative thing here in Chicago. I don't necessarily feel that way. I'm a rare voter I guess the way I put it is I don't hate incumbents. There is this real anti-incumbent fervor. In fact, in my ward, the 44th ward, Tom Tunney's run so many, he's won a bunch of elections, of course. The neighborhood's changed so much under Tom Tunney that one of his challengers, Austin Bates, his campaign staffers aren't even saying his name when they come up to you. They're saying, what do you feel about term limits? What do you feel about term limits? What
right.
do you feel about term limits? For me, I don't like term limits. Go as long as you can. I like someone that represents the ward for a long time, becomes entrenched in the politics of it. They know how to get what they need from the council or from whether it's in Congress too.
It depends. I mean, it depends on which constituency you are
mm-hmm.
in a ward, whether your alderman and their machine is working for you or against your interests. I know that there are plenty of people out there who would say that their alderman is getting what's good for them.
Right.
And the people who are feeding their campaign and not really doing justice to what the people, you know, the taxpayers, the people who put them in the office.
Right. All politics is local, Heather. So maybe it's interesting that the mayoral race, we're seeing people trying to run away from the machine. But in local aldermanic races, being that name that everyone knows is a huge advantage. And people don't run from it as much in an aldermanic race.
Absolutely. It's also how we've structured Chicago government. You want an alderman who you feel confident in that you can contact his office. And if you need a new garbage can, you get a new garbage can.
Right.
Or if you're having a problem with a pothole on your street, you can contact them and feel confident that it's going to be addressed. The question for challengers and the challenge for challengers is to say, to convince voters worried about that, that they can pull those levers at City Hall just as well as the incumbent.
Yep.
And that's an open question.
And we got a text from the 630. I get so many calls from pollsters that now I just lie.
also
that's what
a problem.
I was wondering. Yeah. You know, we saw that happen, I think, also with the presidential
in 2016,
election.
Yeah, for sure.
That people weren't going to say who they were voting for. So I was going to ask Heather if you think that there is a big pocket of daily voters out there who aren't really coming out and saying, I'm a daily voter, because they just don't want to say
that. Gary McCarthy?
Absolutely. Yeah. It absolutely could be. The other person that I think is going to be a sleeper is Jerry Joyce. Now, I listen, confession time, sorry, WGN. That's listen to XRT most of the time at home.
It's okay. We're friends with everyone. Yeah.
And he absolutely blanketed the airwaves with commercials paid for by his wife this weekend. So he's, you know, a white man running from the 19th ward who's going to chip into Bill Daley, Gary McCarthy's votes. And there's really been no negative news about him because nobody's treated him like an actual threat. So I think he may be a place where low information voters go to say, I feel like, you know, I've heard a lot about his ads. The ads are very upbeat. I'm going to do great things for Chicago. Chicago is a world-class city type stuff. So I will be interested to see where he finishes.
Interesting. We're going to continue this conversation next. Plenty more with Heather Sharon and Patty Whetley hanging out here in the Allstate Skyline Studio on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, and we're talking about the mayoral election and aldermanic elections with Heather Sharon of thedailyline.net and Patty Whetley from Block Club Chicago hanging out because we all know each other from our days at TNA Info.
Reunion.
And you like the view. Patty, so you gotta.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Heather, remind people, we just had a texter asking where can people go for more information? Mention the site about where all this information is.
Chi.vote, chi.vote. And I'll make a plug for the Aldercast, which is the Daily Lines podcast. We interviewed five mayoral candidates and all of the candidates for treasurer, which is also a contested race this time around.
Cool stuff. Let's go to the phone lines. Paul, you're on WGN. What are your thoughts?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. So here's what I was thinking. My Mendoza thing is that, if you recall, she ran for the state office and then found out that they were simultaneously taping for the mayor's office commercial. And I think it's a trust issue with her because that she was not truthful with the voting public at the time, that she actually wasn't wanting to be treasurer of Illinois. She wanted to be mayor of Chicago.
Yeah, Heather,
so
do you think that's
it? When I watch her commercials, I think to myself, I don't know. That was very politically sleuthy, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Heather, do you think that other voters feel the same?
So it's certainly an issue. She had a really tight turnaround because she was reelected comptroller November 6th, and then 8 days later announced she was running for Chicago mayor, which we already sort of knew. And what Paul was referring to was that she, when she taped a commercial for her comptroller run, she also taped a I'm running for mayor of Chicago commercial, killing two birds with one stone, and that leaked. As these things do.
See, that didn't bother me at all. What is she supposed to do? She wants to be the mayor. The mayor election's coming up. She doesn't know that Mayor Rahm Emanuel's not going to run till what? September 5th?
September 3rd.
September 3rd.
Then throw your hat in the ring legit. Like, that's part of what I'm weighing for my vote is who had the guts to run before they knew Rahm wasn't running.
But here's the thing is, why struggle? I mean, like, what are you going to do? Put the Democratic Party in a struggle now to have to name a new? Was it past the point in which a ballot
yes.
would have been? So it's past
Absolutely.
The point to name a new person.
Well, and there was always the possibility that Governor Bruce Rauner would have been reelected. And as comptroller, she was one of the more high-ranking Democratic state officials. And she had said that if Governor Rauner had defeated now Governor J.B. Pritzker, she would have not run for Chicago mayor and would have stayed to oppose Bruce Rauner's policies and programs. So there's no doubt that she was in a tough spot. But again, I think you're right, John. Nobody expected Rahm Emanuel not to actually run for a third term.
Mm-hmm.
So that really sent sort of just a political earthquake across City Hall because everybody had to figure that, you know, these open seats only come around a couple times every century.
Yes.
So if I'm going to take my shot, I need to take my shot now.
Personally, it's politics. I don't. And these are career politicians, a lot of them that we're talking about.
But we don't like to think about them like that. And they also, some of them don't pitch themselves
right.
like that. So they pitch themselves one way.
Right.
And then you find out, oh, actually,
you're not,
she's just like the rest.
Well,
and that means we've had two rounds of her soccer ad.
Well, the 773.
Which has annoyed me.
Right. The 773 says 100% with the last caller on Mendoza and Patty feeling the same way. I had another text asking about Ed Burke. That's going to be one of the big questions. Obviously, Ed Burke's running under this giant cloud.
That's right.
That cloud would be an understatement, a hurricane of accusations and indictments, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, he hasn't been indicted. He's been charged with attempted extortion. He has said he is is innocent. He has not formally entered a plea yet.
Right. So the big thing is, will he? I think he's going to get the most percentage of the votes. I think a lot of people feel that way. But will he get 50%? Because remember, in these aldermanic races, if you don't get 50%, there's going to be a runoff.
That's right. So he faces two challengers, both of whom have roots in Chuy Garcia's political organization, the now congressman. Tanya Patino has Chuy Garcia's endorsement. Also running is Jaime Guzman, who's actually been endorsed by the Chicago Tribune. And the question is, does Ed Burke pull enough votes from that well of 50 years of goodwill to get himself into, you know, office for another four-year term?
He was handing out the beanies.
Oh, no.
That's a very Chicago. I mean, that's what he's doing. But that's what politics is at the aldermanic level. Yeah.
He has the most money of any alderman running now. So he is, you know, got the money to go out. He's been campaigning super hard.
Let's go.
What's his ward like? Just curious.
So it was once mostly Irish and Polish. It is now primarily Latino. And Ed Burke himself will tell you that he learned how to speak Spanish and to address the needs of his changing ward. Tanya Patino and Jaime Guzman says his time has passed and it's time for new leadership.
Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on 720. Your thoughts?
Hi. Well, back to the Mendoza thing. Preckwinkle did the same exact thing. She ran for office at the same time knowing she was going to run for mayor. And when interviewed, every time she was asked, she said no. But she ran for office at the same time. Something specific happened that pointed to the idea she's running for mayor too.
Kathy,
in the old days, I have to tell you, it was a question of ethics. No one ran for office and then turned around and ran for another office because of the ethics of it. You run for office to serve the people.
Kathy, I think that's, unfortunately, we got to get going because we got White Sox baseball coming up. Appreciate the point. I don't know if quoting ethics in the old days is anything good to start with, but any merit to what Kathy's saying, Heather? I mean, there's some similarities in the circumstances.
Sure. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle ran for a second term. She won the Democratic nomination. She was unopposed in the November general election. And if she does win as Chicago mayor, she will be replaced first by the Board of Commissioners, and then with a special election.
And remind us, Heather, where can people find out all this information?
Well, there's thedailyline.net and ShyVote, Shy.vote, ChiVote.
Patty, did we convince you yet who to vote for? Have you figured it out, or are you still, you don't know who level?
Oh, my God,
level
I think
poll?
I'm more confused now than when we started.
I think a lot of people out there are the same way. 312-981-7200. If you've got any thoughts on the matter, we're going to take a commercial break, then we're going to be off to White Sox baseball here on the Mothership, and then it's going to be more me, John Hanson, and for John Williams until 3 o'clock here on 720 WGN.